Okay, so we're bringing you a special, very, very, very special episode today.
This is the most special episode you've ever had, ever.
In the history WTJ, What's the Juice, hosted by Ali and Yoni. This is an exclusive podcast experience brought to you by nobody.
Brought to you by What's the Juice, okay? Listen. I just want to let you guys know exactly what's happening right now. And also, we're just going to talk about what happened today, okay? But right now, just to paint the picture, just so you can visualize, since this is not audio anymore, I mean video anymore, this is...
Which is the only reason why we're actually able to do this episode the way that we are.
Yeah. We are currently in our bedroom. We've never recorded from the bedroom. In season one, we recorded in our bedroom.
Yeah, so this is taking you back to season one, except in season one, we never had video. But it's taking you back to season one also because season one, we weren't called What's the Juice yet. We were called Pillow Talk.
For those who don't know, some people have no idea what Pillow Talk is.
And if you don't know what Pillow Talk means, that's what the podcast was called at the beginning. And if you don't know what Pillow Talk is, it's basically like the conversations that a couple would have in bed, you know, like before they go to sleep.
Honestly, I feel like there's multiple
definitions.
That's why I didn't want to get into the definition because someone's listening and they're going to be like, no, that's not what that
means. Okay, well, it's kind of self-explanatory. It's like Pillow Talk is like when your head is on the pillow and you talk. Let's say that. So basically, that's kind of the state that we're in right now. If you want to paint the picture any more clearly,
okay.
Yeah,
so,
we're in the bedroom and we're in bed.
Yeah, and we just had I had two glasses of amazing white wine. I don't know what it was called.
It wasn't. I'm not Albarino.
I'm not a picky wine drinker. Okay, everybody expect me to be like such a.
Who's expecting you to be?
No. Like, there's people who are like, Yoni, how are you in your 30s and you don't know wine or you don't know alcohol? Like, I don't be knowing.
Oh, like, yeah. You just never really drink.
It's like if I go to a bar, like, I don't know what to order.
That's
like,
not true.
Okay.
You get a margarita.
I get a margarita.
Spicy mezcal margarita. That's your go-to.
Yeah, I know. But if I like want to fuck it up a little bit, like, I don't even know what goes with what. I might say some shit that I don't even mix.
I mean, yeah, but you don't just make random, like, drinks up. You'll say, like, I want a gin and tonic. I want a whiskey sour. You don't say, like, oh, yeah, can I have, like, whiskey with, like, lemon juice? You don't, like, make random drinks. You usually say a name of a drink.
Okay, but the name of a drink and another name of a drink, isn't that a drink that you, like, a mix that you like?
I mean, yeah, but you know just the name of the drink and then you don't say like a mix. You don't say like the ingredients. You
know? I never said that.
No, but you... Okay, anyways. We had dinner earlier. We decided, you know, we deserve a nice little date night because we've been not going out of our minds, but we've been grinding, you guys. To put it lightly, we've been just working. We've been... in the studio, and we're about to leave for a trip in 2 days, or I guess the day and a half, or I don't even know at this point. And it's just been a lot.
But we're back at it, okay? I'm not even
back at it. We're just still in it.
Yeah, we're still in it. Like, we never left, right?
We're still in it. It's not over yet. We still have a few days to go. And we just felt like we deserved an evening off together. Because let's be honest, in this marriage, like it's hard because we are together so much and we work obviously on the podcast together, but also we are always like consulting each other on different things when it comes to our individual work. And we've gotten to this place where we talk about work quite often.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I feel like in general that gives us the illusion that like we're spending time together all the time and we see each other all the time.
But we do.
Which we do, but we just don't do enough like one-on-one time outside of work time.
Yeah.
Which we have to do more of.
Which we did tonight, and it was great. And I want to tell you guys a story about something that happened tonight. And I am, although I'm very grateful, I was also very disappointed. Oh, extremely disappointed.
The combination of being very grateful but extremely disappointed.
Like, so think about what could that be?
Okay, so to give some context.
Can I give the context?
Okay, give the context. I don't know. Sometimes I'm scared you're going to get right to the thing without building it up.
You know, all right, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So we went out to Saint Jardim. That's our favorite restaurant, or at least Ali's favorite restaurant in New York. And we had dinner. It was beautiful.
It was
amazing
delicious.
Food.
Great temperature.
Right. We sat outside. It was great.
People watched.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do, you know, like, because when you sit inside, it's so loud that sometimes you don't even, you can't even hear your own conversation. So yeah. You end up just like, you ever been in a restaurant where you just like yell the whole time and then when you leave, your head kind of hurts?
Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to eat and have a conversation. I'm not trying to be at the club right now.
Yeah. So we're done eating. Everybody's happy. Took the cute little photos and stuff. And then, can we get the dessert? Okay, go ahead.
He offered the dessert menu. He was like,
"Oh, I thought you asked for
the dessert menu." And then I said, "I would like to see the dessert menu."
And then continue, please.
Well, no, because you said I asked for it, which I didn't. Anyways, and then he brought us the dessert menu, and we were looking at it, and nothing really sounded good. I was really like looking for, I was in the mood for either something like cakey, like a little, I don't know, sponge cake, tart, I don't know, something with some flour in it, you know?
Yeah.
And I either wanted that or some ice cream. And Yoni was like, what were you in the mood for?
Well, I didn't even look at the menu, really, because I knew exactly what I wanted for dessert.
Which was?
And I wanted to go to Magnolia Bakery. It's about maybe like 450 feet away from where we were.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like a minute walk, maybe two.
Okay, it wasn't that close, but okay.
No, it was kind of close. So, because I remember I pulled it up on the thing to see if they were still open. And they surprisingly were open until 10, and it was like 8:30 at that time, right? So it's 8:30, we're done eating, looking at the menu, at the dessert menu. I guess Ali was looking at it. I didn't even look because I was like, I know what I want. I don't want none of this. And I'm sure it's great.
And nothing really even jumped out at me.
Okay. So then we're like, whenever he comes back, we're just going to say, no, we're good. And we'll we're going to go on a mission because I know exactly what I want. And I haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah. Because you wanted the, did you even say what you were going
to
get?
Yeah. I wanted to get, so at Magnolia Bakery, they have, in my opinion, the best banana pudding in the world.
I mean, how many other places have you been to?
I don't know, but I can't imagine something be better than that.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm ready, and my mind is set on one thing and one thing only. So, he comes back. He's like, so, what do you guys want? And he's very nice. You know, shout out to him. Took care of us tonight. And he was like, you know, we told him we don't want dessert. We're just going to pass. So now he's supposed to go get the check, right? So he goes, and instead of bringing the check back, he comes back with two spoons. He's like, you know what, guys? Dessert on house tonight. I'm very grateful, but in my head, I'm like, no.
He had no idea we had a whole game plan.
He doesn't know. So at that moment, when he came back with the two spoons, right? That already means that he put in the order for the dessert.
Yeah, which we don't know what the dessert is going to be.
We don't know what it was. I didn't even want it.
Yeah, not like it was just the dessert. Something about it was just a lot of like experimentation things, which like are all cool and I'm all down for. But sometimes a girl just wants like cake or ice cream or something simple. Like,
I kept asking him about a cake, right?
Okay, no, I was just wondering. No, I asked on the dessert menu. I just asked what was the first thing because I didn't know what that meant. Like, I didn't know what it was. And then he told me it was like some like hot cheese. It was like a cheese dessert thing. And because I didn't know. If he said like, oh yeah, it's like a sponge cake or something, I would have been like, oh fuck yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the case. It was a hot cheese. So then I was like, oh, okay. I think we're actually good. And then I feel like maybe he felt some type of way.
About the cheese?
No, about the fact that we didn't like anything that was on the menu.
Really? Is that what you think that happened?
And then he was like, oh, I'm going to show them like some good shit on the menu. I don't know. But
really? Maybe, right?
It could be.
And listen, if you're listening to this, listen, we love and appreciate you so much.
You're definitely not listening to this.
No, you never know. But I'm just saying, like, but we just had a game plan.
And this is my favorite restaurant in New York. It's my most repeated, most frequented restaurant ever since we moved here. So I'm going to keep going back. I love it. It's just a dessert menu at that time. It just didn't hit what I needed tonight, you know?
Right.
I was really looking to like indulge in something classic. And so we ended up getting the surprise dessert.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we get the dessert.
And it's just like, it's just random, you know, a little bit.
No, I don't want to talk shit about it.
Okay.
No, I don't want to talk shit about it because it's like, it was such a nice gesture. Okay. It was.
So are we continuing?
I'm still potting, yeah.
Okay. You're talking as if like.
We're going to cut it out?
Yeah.
Nah, we living this shit in. Yeah, so I don't want to talk shit about it because it was he was so nice to offer free dessert. And I was just like, we have to eat it. And I know after this.
Well, what's funny is at the beginning, Yoni was kind of playing around with it, right? Because he was still thinking about the banana pudding.
No, I was still thinking about the banana pudding.
So I was like, babe, I can't eat this whole dessert by myself.
It was a lot.
And it was like quite sweet. Like for both of us, we both were like, okay, this is like a very sweet just for like our palate. So we had to like drink hella water after.
Oh my God. Yeah. So anyway.
Which, like, hey, even after you have ice cream, you drink water after because it's so sweet.
But. So we're sitting there eating the dessert and I am, you know, I'm very grateful, but I'm also not that happy in the moment because all I wanted, you know, when you want something, you just, that's the only thing you have in mind. And which is the whole reason why we told him, no, we are okay. So I feel like maybe when he came back with the spoons, we should have just told him like, we got to go somewhere.
Nah, that would have been like, oh, we're going to go get dessert somewhere else.
No. Like, I got to go. Like, my life continues. Like, I don't have time for dessert. You know, I didn't want him to feel any type of way about
it. I mean,
like,
I don't know if it could have, I don't know. I would have been overthinking, thinking like, well, I did ask for the dessert menu, which clearly means like I had time to have dessert, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, so he brought it out to us. I was very, you know, thankful for that. But and also too, like the worst part of it all, like you said, it was quite sweet, especially.
And also it's just like, you couldn't have dessert after that.
And I couldn't have dessert after that. So basically this is the conclusion.
Have you guys ever had dessert but it's like dessert that you don't want?
Well, no, nobody has that because nobody eats that. And you know, when someone gives you something for free, especially at a nice restaurant like that, and it was on the house and he took such good care of us, you can't like not eat it.
Of course, we ate the whole thing.
But I didn't want to.
I know.
I wanted to go get my banana pudding.
It's just crazy because like it's such a weird position to be in.
So what do you do? Do you just like say no, we're okay after he gets it? Because we did tell him that we were good.
You can't do that.
That's so weird. I feel like someone's listening would have probably done something else. If you know you want to get something else, because after that dessert, it's like I had no space.
We were left, like, we didn't have the sweet tooth anymore.
No, not at all. And that shit was sweet, sweet.
Yeah, like I needed water and salt.
Oh my gosh. So that's what happened tonight. Literally like an hour ago.
Okay, like 2 hours ago.
Okay, 2 hours ago. And
you know I like to be exact.
Yeah, I know. And we were just, you know, he came back and then he was like, so how was it? It was pretty good, right? And I was just, I mean, what do you say, right? Should you say, yeah, it was great.
I mean, listen, the dessert wasn't bad.
It was bad.
Just kind of like an experimentational type of dessert, if that makes sense. So like a typical dessert.
Yeah.
And I think both Yoni and I were just looking for like that classic something simple. You know, he wanted his banana pudding. I was going to get my little like gelato. I was thinking about like a dark chocolate gelato or like something like that.
I could visualize that banana pudding. It's not even that sweet. It's soft. I love banana pudding.
Yeah, it's like so light. That banana pudding is almost like air.
It's like air, so exactly.
That's why it's nice, because it's not too heavy and it's not too sweet, but it's just sweet enough.
Yeah, if you ever come to New York, you have to go to Mignola Bakery and then just ask for the banana pudding. They have like different sizes. And I already knew, like in my head, I was going to get the little small cup.
And it would have been perfect.
I didn't even want a lot. I just want a little bit of it. I would have finished it like right there.
Yeah, you guys definitely need to go to Magnolia if you're ever in town. But get the banana pudding. Don't get any other stuff.
Don't get like banana pudding that has like strawberry flavor or none of that.
Yeah, just get the classic.
You just get the classic one and you will thank me later.
Yeah, because they'll be having some weird flavors. Like for the fall, they'll have like a pumpkin spice one. That's not it. It's not the bottom.
Pumpkin spice banana pudding?
Yeah. Or like apple crisp or like something.
I don't like
that.
Any apple desserts. And that usually comes with like apple and honey.
So weird you don't like apple desserts.
Yeah. So that's what happened. We ate the dessert and then I'm just like, okay, cool. Well, no banana pudding. It's kind of crazy because it's like it kind of took a turn. Like,
it's so crazy because the entire rest of the meal was so good, you guys. If you're in New York, you should also go to Saint Jardine regardless. Maybe they'll change the desserts at that point. But like
great.
The food on its own, like everything we ate was like
it's such a vibe, so
good.
Yeah. And also the guy that helped us was great.
Yeah. The wine is good.
I'm just kind of scared that he's going to hear this one day. And then whenever we go back, he's going to be like, I heard the episode.
Nah, there's no way.
There's no way, right?
No. There's no
way. Okay,
but
let's say if he did hear it.
I mean, we'll deal with it then and we'll talk about it on the podcast. Shit.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.